A gigantic oil spill that's been occurring for more than 3 weeks off the coast of Australia is being used as a warning to Floridians against opening up the state's coastline to offshore drilling. About a dozen environmentalists, business owners, and a Pinellas tourism official made that case this morning amid sand dunes on Clearwater's Sand Key Park Beach. D.T. Minnick, the director of tourism for Pinellas County, says the Board of County Commissioners and the Tourist Development Council have come out many times against drilling off of Florida's coasts. Minnick says the type of rig that is being touted by a group advocating drilling is the same one responsible for the leak in Australia.
The jackup rig is what they are proposing to use off our coast. This is a temporary rig that they move from site to site to site. Earlier this summer, the group that is really pushing this was touting that folks in Australia had vision and were visionary in terms of allowing jackup rigs off the coast of Western Australia. Well, beginning August 21st, one of those jackup rigs started spewing oil, and it is continuing to spew oil as we speak today.
A much smaller spill in 1993 devastated the tourism business for years, Minnick says.
It was 8,000 barrels in 93, and it had devastating effects on the beaches. We lost a lot of sea turtle hatchlings. So we are very opposed to any drilling, especially where they're talking the 3 to 10 mile range.
In the Timor Sea off Australia, as much as 500,000 liters of oil could still be spilling from the wellhead each day, according to the Sydney Morning Herald. NASA satellite images show that the oil slick has spread over an area of ocean at least 70 by 20 nautical miles. Because of local circulation patterns, a spill that size from a jackup rig even 80 miles off the coast of Florida would probably cover the entire coast of Florida within a week's time, according to the Sierra Club's Phil Compton.
Last year, there was a proposal in the legislature, 11th hour, very little talk and discussion, that would have put rigs within 3 to 10 miles. Those are Florida's waters, and the state has a right to do that, as opposed to the federal government. And that would also include refineries and pipeline infrastructure on our beaches.
Federal legislation to lift Florida's nearshore and offshore drilling ban has also been proposed in Congress, Compton says. A group called Florida Energy Associates is one of the leading advocates of allowing drilling off the state's coast. WMNF requested an interview from former State Attorney General Jim Smith, a registered lobbyist for Florida Energy Associates, but he did not return our call by airtime. Robin Grabowski is president of Tampa Bay Beach's Chamber of Commerce, which represents businesses from Sand Key south to Pasagril.
It's a beautiful stretch of beach anywhere you stop. On behalf of all of our businesses, we have been spearheading an effort to get the word out, to please get educated about this issue and understand it and call, talk, write, do everything you can to help stop this initiative. It is vital that we protect our beaches and our businesses along the coastline.
Lene Nicholas-Ball was with the Sorata Beach Resort on St. Pete Beach.
Here we are again. We've been fighting this often, you know, for the last 5 years, and it just doesn't seem that anyone gets it. We do not need offshore drilling. And also, it would even change the price of oil in 20 years. So it's a moot subject. And I don't understand, it's just greed from people we don't know funding our legislators, you know, under the table, paying them off. All sorts of things are happening and telling them lies. And if you were at the Tampa Bay Regional Conference, they even said there were no oil spills during Katrina, which we know was a lie. So, I mean, imagine what would happen here.
Kathleen McDowell owns a restaurant in Johns Pass Village that has been in her family for over 30 years. She's also the vice president of the Florida Restaurant Association's Pinellas chapter and made two stark predictions.
The trend now in the restaurant industry is local, sustainable food. That will become a thing of the past. This will affect our entire ecology. You will not be able to eat the seafood that's in our Gulf and in our bays if these oil rigs are put out there. That's just a fact. And if think about it, folks. I'm talking to everyone in the state of Florida. If our tourism industry is affected to the point that we think it would be, what will happen? You will be paying state sales tax. Our tourism industry offsets the state sales tax.
But what do beachgoers think? At midday, the wide, white, sandy beach was sparsely populated with a few dozen sunbathers on towels and a handful of young men waiting to catch the next wave on their skimboards. The response was mixed about whether Florida should allow drilling. Jutta is a tourist from Munich, Germany.
No, that's not good. I don't think so. Should never be done. Probably I wouldn't come, no. It's never good. It's too much, you know, destroying in the nature. No.
Visiting from Croydon, Surrey in Greater London, Sion Waterman is also opposed to allowing drilling.
No, I don't think so. You know, as a tourist, I come every year to Clearwater, and it's a beautiful sight. You don't really want to see oil platforms out in the middle of the sea, really. Do you know what I mean? So that's my kind of view on it, you know, because a lot of British tourists do come here year in, year out, and they don't want their views spoiled. They buy condos here and things like that. So it's a good thing not to have these kind of platforms here.
But Nardo from Dunedin says that drilling would not affect his skimboarding.
Well, I think it's a good idea. I don't see any non-benefits from it, so I think you would benefit from it. And why not? Just get the oil, and I'm going to catch a wave. I'd say it wouldn't really change anything. I'd still come here and surf because it's a really clean beach. It's maintained. The city maintains it really well, so... yeah, I think I'm down with it.
Cindy Vallade, who is visiting with her family from Pecos, New Mexico, doesn't mind limited drilling.
Well, I think if it's safe, that we should explore all possibilities. Obviously, I don't want them right, you know, across the whole beach, but yeah, I think we should do what we need to do. I don't think you should take over the whole area, but... I think we should.
There had been talk of a special session of the Florida legislature next month. But last week, Senate President Jeff Atwater indicated that is now unlikely and that lifting the state's offshore drilling ban would not be an appropriate topic for such a rushed discussion. Reporting from Sand Key Beach in Clearwater, for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.